Good evening, everyone. That's all right. I've only got my Bible. I don't need this, but that's cool. I'll chuck it away. First of all, I just want to say just how much of it is of an honour to come and speak to you guys. It's really an honour. Thank you, Brendan, for inviting me. My two big passions in life are talking to youth and speaking about Jesus. So I've spent this whole day doing that. I spent all the day with my crew over at Caroline Springs, where we spent some time in the Word, and then we went to the beach. That's why I'm a bit sunburnt. I've learnt lots about the Bible, but not much about sunscreen, unfortunately. So I'm just really excited because I get to do the things that I love with you guys. It was so cool to see so many youth just serving God. Like, that is such a cool thing. I just want to thank Nikita. I don't know where you are, but your testimony was amazing. Like, keep doing that. Like, seriously, run the race. So I know the time at the moment has been pretty stressful for a lot of you guys. My crew has been going through exams. So if you're in year 12, congrats, you've finished. If you're in year 11, year 10, year 9, I've got some year 7s doing exams. I'm sorry. Exams suck. That's okay, right? But it's during exams that I think back to my time at school, because I hated exams. I was the most stressed out person. And it just really made me think of my experience at school. So I'm 24. I'm about 6 years removed from high school. But I was a dorky kid, right? I was a weird mix of dorky, but I was kind of popular. I was a bit of Seth Cohen from the OC. You know what I'm talking about, yeah? My friends were always talking about Linkin Park. I thought it was a place where you kick the football. The other thing is that I was the only guy in the northeast of Victoria who had shoulder length dreadlocks. You know, so that happened. So Brendan's asked me here tonight, and the topic he gave me was schools out. Now, I don't really know what that means, so I've came up with my own topic. So the topic, this is what I want to talk about tonight. This is what God's put on my heart. What I wish someone had told me when I was in high school. See, I had a rubbish high school experience. My high school experience was dreadful. But there are so many things that I wish someone had come in and told me. See, I had a lot of good people around me during high school. I had a lot of good advice. I had my parents. My mum and dad are pretty much the best person on the earth. I love them a lot. I had a lot of godly guys just speaking into me. But the thing is, a lot of it was just good advice. So they would tell me things like good grades won't always matter, but working hard will. Or they'd tell me stuff like your courses change, but your character won't. And that's all really good. And that's great advice. But no one really talked to me about faith or spirituality when I was in high school. And that's what I wish someone had talked to me about. I wish someone had talked to me about Jesus more openly and honestly when I was in high school. Because to be honest, my high school experience was warped. I was a Christian. I went to a high school. I went to a youth group, sorry. But my whole experience of it was Christianity's easy. Following Jesus is easy. Didn't really matter what you did, just do whatever. In fact, one of my first times at a youth group that I went to, my youth leader told me that. Being a Christian's easy. Read your Bible, go to church, done. That's what it's all about. What a bunch of rubbish. Like, being real with you. That's what my experience of Christianity was. Now, I've got a thing. I don't have time to lie to you tonight. I don't have time to tell half-truths. So I'm just going to tell it how it is, and I'm going to be raw, I'm going to be honest, and just tell it how it really is. I'm going to talk about my experience during high school, and I'm not going to leave anything out, okay? Christianity is not easy. Christianity is the hardest thing you'll ever do. It's way more reading than reading your Bible. It's way more than even praying. It's way more than going to church. It is the hardest thing you'll ever do, but it will be the only thing that ever matters in your life. Right? Don't need to applaud me. So I've got two things I wish someone had told me when I was in high school. The first thing, I wish someone had told me where I could find my identity at. Because for me, my teenage years was all about finding who I was. And to be honest with you, I was lost. So I told you I was going to be honest. I've battled depression since I was 14. And I say battled in the literal sense. Like, it has been a cage match in my mind since the age of 14. And it has been long and it is hard and it has been lonely. And that all started when I was 14, I got struck down by an illness called chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, a lot of you might have heard of that. Someone in your family might have experienced that. It is terrible. Alistair Lynch, a famous footballer who had it, he once described it as trying to run a marathon barefoot the night after having a huge bender on the booze. You have no enjoyment. You cannot think. So this is who I was during high school. I was this dorky but popular kid. I played elite level junior sport. I was a hockey goalkeeper on the field. I had the huge pads. I looked ridiculous. I had a bunch of great mates. And I had a very beautiful girlfriend. I was batting way above my average. Still am, but we can talk about that later, right? In fact, I probably will. But so I got sick. Here's the thing about chronic fatigue syndrome. I went from training 3 to 4 times a week, doing state training, to not being able to get in my bed for more than one day a week. Every single thing that I enjoyed was taken away from me. So suddenly, my identity, which was rooted in what I did in sport, because I was damn good, right? It was taken away from me. My friends, we've got a lot of guys in the room. This is how guys be friends. They do stuff together. So when you can't do stuff, guys stop being friends with you. So I had no friends. And here's the kicker. My girlfriend broke up with me by cheating on me with my best friend because they were so sad that they missed me. Yeah. And so it all came down to this thing where I asked myself, who am I? This 14-year-old kid who had his whole identity ripped away from him. And the answer back was worthless. Without any worth. What could I offer the world? I'm not good at sport anymore. I don't have any friends. My girlfriend broke up with me. Worthless. Man, I wish someone had talked to me and grabbed me and spoke some truth into my life when I was in that stage. I'm a huge history buff, so that's a weird thing for a pastor to be into, right? I like Greek mythology history. I promise this will only be short. So in Greek mythology, there's this famous story about two guys called Orpheus and Odysseus, okay? And they're both sailors. And they sailed around this island with these creatures called sirens. Now, sirens are beautiful, half women, half beast creatures with beautiful voices. And what they would do is they would sing to sailors who would come past their island, and the sailors would be so enchanted by their beauty that they would just throw themselves on the rocks. They would be so enchanted by their voice, they would be thrown on the rocks. Now, this guy called Odysseus, right? He had a grand idea. He wanted to find out how to hear these sirens because they were beautiful. He wanted to hear about them. Sailors had told him about them. So what he did was got his crew to tie him up on a mast, and then he put beeswax into their ears so they wouldn't be able to hear the siren's voice. So Odysseus and his crew sailed past the island of the sirens. And Odysseus heard their voices and was enchanted and started yelling at his crew to untie him so that he could throw himself at these sirens. But his crew didn't. They kept on sailing, and eventually they got out of earshot. And Odysseus was a wreck for the rest of his life because he was always unsatisfied because he'd heard this beautiful thing but didn't have enough of it. Now, Orpheus was a different dude. He had a different set of skills. Orpheus was the most beautiful singer in the whole land. And so what Orpheus did was that he sailed past the island of the sirens and he sang to them. And his voice was so much more beautiful than the sirens that nothing happened to him. Do you know what I wish someone had told me? Stop trying harder and sing a more beautiful song to what's going on in your life. Because, like, being honest with you, you can try harder. And that's what I tried to do. I'd lost all these things. I'd lost my sporting ability. I'd lost my friends. I lost my girlfriend. So I tried to replace them with other things. So I started to become a sports writer and got some stuff published overseas, but that didn't satisfy me. So right now, I'm a cyclist and I can ride all these things, but it doesn't satisfy me. And none of those things ever satisfy me because they weren't my identity. What I needed was someone to take me aside and say, you need a better song to sing. You need something better to say to yourself, because it's far more important than what you do is what you say to yourself. Because I thought myself as worthless. And I only wish that someone had come alongside me and told me. Have you heard what God says about you? Have you heard the truth? Because I thought I was worthless, but God said I was someone worth dying for. I was someone worth being made in the image of Him. Man, that is so much more powerful than trying harder and doing more. Because that's what most of our identity is based in. What we do, you ask someone, the second question you ask someone is, first, who are you? How are you? Second, what do you do? And that's what we tell ourselves. What we do matters. But it doesn't. The most important thing that I wish someone had told me very early on was what God said about me. Because when I look in the mirror, when I looked in the mirror as a 14-year-old, this is what I saw. Someone is worthless. Someone who put on 15 kilos because they couldn't play sport anymore. Someone who had no friends, was alone, had no one who loved them. That's what I thought about myself. But what is so much more powerful is looking back into that mirror and saying, God loves you no matter what you look like. God loves you so much that He sent His Son. That is so much more powerful, and I wish someone had told me that. Sing a better song to yourself. And here's why it's important. I'm married to my wife now. We got married last December, but for the first 18 months of our relationship, I was racked with depression, racked with insecurity, and I saw a counselor about it. And you know what he told me? You don't know who you are. If only someone had told me where I could find who I was, what God says about me. That's so much more powerful. The second thing, I've got a short message tonight, but it's just been something that's been on my heart. I wish someone had told me what my mission in life was. I wish someone had told me what life is all about. Christianity has the greatest call to action of anything in this world. John 3:16. Every single person in this place will know it. Whether you're Christian or non-Christian, it gets out there. For God so loved that He sent His only Son, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but has eternal life. It's a core message, right? It's beautiful. It's also one of the most misunderstood verses ever. See, most people, when they read this verse, they go, for God so loved the world. And they go, man, how great is the world? How good is this world? It's so filled with kindness and niceness and rainbows and unicorns. And here's what the Bible actually says, because the Greek word, look, I might stretch you with the Greek, right? But it's only because I know most year nines do Romeo and Juliet. So I know you're intelligent, yeah? The Greek word says cosmos, and that's not what the Bible's talking about. The Bible says this world that God loves is not this nice place. It's not a rainbow-filled unicorn landscape. It is a broken, chaotic mess. It is not a good place. This is not something worth dying for. This is a messed up, broken world. And I see it everywhere. I work with youth. That's my life calling. I've worked with youth in a variety of different settings, in the church and out of the church. I've lived with boys who've come out of juvenile detention. And here's what I know. This generation is the brightest, most intelligent, most educated generation to ever exist in the entire world. And that's a statistical fact. Intelligence tests, like the scale that they measure intelligence tests by, has to be upped by 2.5 points like about every 5 to 6 years because our intelligence is growing. But you know what I see? I see more brokenness than ever. the average high school student has more anxiety than a 1960s mental patient. Anecdotally, I talk to teachers who know that more than half their students are on some form of medication. This is a broken world. It's messed up. And it doesn't do anyone any justice to say otherwise. I talk with kids all the time and they're like, good people are good people. I'm like, no, I'm not a good person. I know myself. My best mates are all teachers. They're all social workers. They work with youth. They work with young people. I surround myself with people who love young people because that's what I love. And they tell me things because they see it. Like, this isn't just a Christian thing that the world is broken and messed up. It's a worldwide thing. So my mates who are teachers say, you know what we need? We need more education. And my social worker mates say we need more social justice. We need more programs. We need more welfare distribution. And every single time I say, have you read the Bible? It says we need more Jesus. That's the Bible's great answer to this broken world. We need more Jesus. See, you've got to read this carefully. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I talk to youth at my church and they think that Christianity is a ticket to heaven. And that's it. But John 3:16, that eternal life is something you have right now. It's a change right now. It's a transformation right now. That's what eternal life is. It's not something that happens when you die. It's happening when you get reborn. That's the message of Christianity. And here's why I wish someone had told me that now, because I spent ages wasting my time on rubbish that didn't matter. Because if we think this is true, that the world is broken and that there's an actual solution to the problem, that the world needs more Jesus, then anything that isn't about more Jesus is worthless. Absolutely worthless. The world does not need more tame Christian pussycats. The world needs more heroic lions, young men and young women who are dedicated to bringing Jesus to a broken and desperate world. And why is that important at all? Why do I wish someone had told me that? Because yeah, I wasted my time. But I look back at all the brokenness that I went through and all the brokenness my mates went through. My best mate, his mum died of cancer. And he struggled for years. All my mates have gone through divorces. They're all their parents. My youth are filled with body insecurity, fear, doubt. And I wish that someone had told me this. Because when you see broken, the Bible says you need to meet Jesus. John 3:16 is the message and mission of Christianity. When you see something broken, the answer is, have you met Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Do you need more Jesus? That's the message of Christianity. If you haven't met Jesus tonight, I guarantee you will have met brokenness. It's the human experience. Brokenness, pain, desperation. And I wish someone had told me about Jesus. See, I was a Christian back then, but I thought it was just about doing stuff. And I didn't really know Jesus. I just wanted to be a good person and go to heaven. But I went through all this brokenness and I wish someone had told me there was a different way. I wish someone had told me to be more focused on Jesus, to follow Jesus, because that's what the world needs. It doesn't need more people who are good. It needs more people who will be like Jesus, to bring peace like Jesus, to bring the message of Jesus. Because I'll be honest with you, young or old, wherever you come from, if you're a Christian, this is what you're about. This is what the world needs. It doesn't need more education. It doesn't need more social justice programs. It does not need more welfare distribution. The world is in desperate need of more Jesus. And if you're young, if you're old, that's your mission. So when you see your mate tomorrow at school and they're going through rubbish at home, what's your answer? Is your answer more Jesus? Have you met my mate Jesus? Like, seriously, I wish someone had told me, because when I was 14, I hated life and I almost gave up. I almost killed myself. Like, being real with you, I don't wish someone had come along to me and said, you're worth dying for. Someone loves you. God created you in his image. Have you met my mate Jesus? Because he'll set you free from all these feelings of self-doubt, of insecurity, of absolute no worth. I wish someone had told me that when I was 14. Now, that message came late for me. See, I got saved when I was 14, but it didn't really hit in until I was 18, 19. But that message might be right on time for someone here. So I want to invite the band up, and we're going to praise God. We're going to praise Jesus. Okay? But I want that to sit on your mind. If you've met brokenness, if you've met pain, do you know Jesus? And if you're a Christian, when you see brokenness, is that your answer? Have they met Jesus? Thanks.